Good morning, guys. Okay, guys, before we start, I want to hear some of a vroom, you know. So I'm going to say morning, and I want you guys to say morning back, but I want vroom energy, okay? Morning.
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 Are you good?
Yes.
Are you good?
Yes.
Okay, good. So welcome, guys. Today, we're doing the God series, and today we'll be answering the question, does God relate? So in your groups, I want you guys to answer this question. How can a God known as the Ancient of Days relate to me in the 21st century? Get popping. I'm giving you 2 minutes. Okay, three. So God knows our potential. He knows us. And that's how God relates. And that's what we want, right? Someone who relates with us. We want that person to know us and know our limits. Powerful. Thank you, Celeste. So because of technology, we are able to relate with God. And yeah, thank you. So now we're going to explore. You guys will each be given a Bible verse that you'll need to read as a group. And may you guys read and just answer the question, like, how does the Bible answer the question, does God relate? Okay, I trust that everyone is done and good to go. Okay, may you please select someone to come up to the front and share what you discussed in the group. Let's welcome Peter with some love.
Hi. Yeah, so we said as, like, you can't say to someone that you really related to the person if you don't really know the person. Auntie Deb gave us an example that if it might be somebody from the streets, it would be hard for you to know better that person, like, to have a relationship with them, but you have to know them and know their background, like, because she has a daughter, she knows everything, like Ashley, she knows everything about her because she has been living with her for so long. So just like God, he brought us to this world for a purpose. So we can say he's related to us because he created us from the beginning. So he knows our future, he knows everything about us. So that's how really close he is to us. And yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And from the group, who will be coming up?
So the verse was Psalm 90:1-4. So it says, you have been our dwelling place throughout the generations. So from what I said, God can relate because he's been with us from the beginning to now. So he never looked away for 100 years and came back and he says, oh, what's happened? So he's always been with us. So he can relate with us and he... Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Woo! Okay, I think you may have looked at my notes because that is the first point. So now we'll explore the six truths as to why God relates. And the first one is that God is eternal. And just as Ethan said, is that God didn't go for 100 years and then come back afterwards. And another important thing is that because God is eternal, he's with us in every season. So you know how, like, in life we go through so many seasons of pain and happiness and joy? You know, because God is eternal, God is with us in every season. And then the second point that we'll be looking at, God is omniscient. And this comes from Psalm 139, verse 1-4. Oh Lord, you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. So now some of us may be sitting in our seat and be like, yo, that sounds like a stalker. Knows everything about me. But guys, that's the thing about someone who related us. We want the person to know about us. Like as Peter shared from their group, that if you relate with someone, you want to know about them. And you know, God loves us like that. He's intimate with us. He doesn't just say, oh, I created Chantal. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to know everything about her because I want to make sure she's safe. So guys, let's just remember that God is omniscient. Omniscient means all-knowing. He knows everything about you. And the next point that we'll be looking at is omnipotent. Omnipotent means all-powerful. And if we just read that first part, it says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hands. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 to 12. Now, guys, from this scripture, when it says all-powerful, it means that God is in control. I mean, when I want you to think of your friend. You relate with the person because you benefit from them, right? They make your life better. They make it easier to go along. So just in the same way as when you're feeling down, you expect your friend to be there for you, right? To help you get through that season. Now, guys, God is all-powerful. So when you're going through that pain, when someone has broken your heart, know that the power and the glory belongs to God. Know that God already has victory over your situation and that you already have healing because He's powerful. He is the all-powerful, omnipotent. I mean, just that part, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. So guys, whatever you may be experiencing right now, know that God is powerful. So at school, if it's rough with exams, pray about it and say, you know what? I serve an all-powerful God. I serve a victorious God. Because all the power and the victory and the majesty and the greatness belongs to Him. Cool? Okay. The fourth point, omnipresent. Psalm 139, verse 11. Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, for darkness is as light to you. And guys, because God is everywhere, He knows exactly what's going on and where we are in life. And what this means for us is that God is serious about us, you know, that He's able to see your pain. So because God is omnipresent, He sees everyone's pain. God is with you guys. Just remember that. Like, I don't know how to emphasize on this point, especially omnipresent, because here David is speaking about how God cares for him. And it ties in with everything else that I've said. I mean, if someone knows you and is all-powerful, they want to know where you are, what you're doing, how you're feeling. So guys, God relates because He is all around us. In every season of our lives, when we feel that everyone is away, when your friend won't WhatsApp you, or people won't comment on your Instagram picture, or I'm sure we all relate, guys. Just remember that God is there and He is loving you, and His love is worth more than that like that you get on that Instagram page or that comment. So guys, God is everywhere. He's with us. And then this is my personal favorite. God is experienced. Since we have a high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. The high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for He faced all the same testings we do, yet He did not sin. So I'm sure you guys recall the verse that Grace shared for offering, John 3:16. I also think she may have had a peek at my notes, because that's the verse I'll also be sharing. You know, the reason why I'm sharing this verse is because not everyone accepted the gift that God gave. It says, for God so loved the world that He gave. So Jesus experienced rejection. And I'm sure we've all experienced some kind of rejection in life, right? Maybe your friends, sometimes even family, and it kind of hurts. But you know, because God is experienced, that's why He can relate to us. Because you know, with us teenagers, like when someone wants to come and give us advice, We generally have this, you gotta know how it feels attitude. You know, we don't want people coming and speaking into our lives and thinking that because they pity us, they can speak into our lives. We want people who actually know what it's like to go out to go through. Am I alone there? Or, yeah, okay. So, and then the other one, guys, John 11, verse 35, the shortest verse in the Bible. Can anyone guess what it is? Thank you. So, yes, guys, Jesus wept. How many of us have cried? I'm sure we've all cried, right? And it's heartbreak, losing someone or something, and God is experienced. So, guys, because God experienced that heartache and that pain and the tears, He's able to relate with us. God knows what we're going through. And the other thing, one more thing on that point, is that Jesus was whipped. He felt physical pain. Remember when Jesus, before Jesus was crucified, he was whipped, guys. His scars that he bore for us and carrying that cross on the mountain. So whenever you're feeling a physical pain or someone has hurt you, remember, God knows exactly how you feel. He's been through it. Last but not least, God is involved. I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. He will give you this helper to be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. He lives with you and he will be in you. So here, yeah, just involved. God desires to have a relationship with us. So we know that Jesus, firstly we know that Jesus gave his one and only begotten Son. And the fact that Jesus gave, it shows that he's involved in our lives and he wants to be a part of our lives. And then Jesus goes up to heaven. But then it says again, and he will give you another helper. So for me, it seems like there's a lot of giving, guys. I mean, you can only give if you love. So God loves us so much. I mean, he's just giving. So he gives his helper. And the fact that Jesus gave his helper, it shows that he wants to be involved. And this helper helps you through trials and tribulations. He helps you with what you're going on. So if you guys ever feel like there's no one there, just remember the Holy Spirit is in you. He's not like next to you. He's in you. Now, guys, how more intimate can that be? Your friend, you can only hug them and say bye. And then they go. With the Holy Spirit, you wake up. He's in you. You go to school. He's in you. You are crying, he's in you, right there with you. Our friends are not always there. I mean, yeah, it gets rough sometimes. You know, data finishes, no airtime to call and check how someone is. But guys, get this, the Holy Spirit, there's no airtime needed. He's in you. So just remember that, guys, God is involved. So summary, God is eternal, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, experienced, and involved. So now we're going to experience. So how can these six truths help you as an individual? How can it better your life to relate more intimately with God? So may you please just share with the person sitting next to you how these six truths help you relate with God. Okay, would anyone like to come and share what they discussed with their partner?
Me and Nancy were saying that it's always nice to know that there will always be someone there for you when you need him. And when you feel powerless and things like that, and there's no one else there, like your parents, and you feel like they're not helping in any way, then he'll be there.
That's powerful. Okay. So, guys, okay, let's just go these things one more time. So, God relates because he is
eternal, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, experienced, and involved.
Do you guys think you can remember this next week? Closing thoughts. So, God relates with us. God is ancient, not old. God is in touch, and God cares. So maybe there are some of us here this morning who may be like, yo, I've been going through some rough patches, and I don't know where God is. But guys, I don't know if you remember Gracie's sermon when she was speaking about Job. Do you guys remember Job? Grace's friend. Yeah. Do you remember Job? Guys, do you remember how much Job suffered? Like, if we were in Job's situation, we'd be like, yo, hi, I don't think God relates because, yo, so much pain and suffering. But remember, Job kept looking to Jesus. He didn't take his eyes off God, right? And then what happened to Job? He was blessed, right? And then I don't know if you guys remember Tubbs' sermon when she was speaking about God hearing. And she was saying that God hears us, but we have to be patient and we need to trust His timing. So just because you're feeling a lot of pain doesn't mean that you need to distance yourself from God. Whenever you're feeling pain, there's no better place to run to than to God's place. Because we know that God is our dwelling place. As Ethan read, God has been there through generations and generations, guys. He's eternal and He's not going anywhere. So, now we're going to pray. And as I pray, wherever you may be at with your relationship with God, maybe you feel that God doesn't relate. And maybe it's because you are walking away. I want you guys to think of it this way. If I have a best friend, right? If I want the relationship to be strong, what do I need to do? I need to communicate with her, right? We need to walk together. But if my friend's there and I'm walking away from her, and then I then complain that my friend's not relating with me, does it make sense? No. Because I'm not doing anything for our relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying? So guys, in the same way with your relationship with God, go to Him as you are. You don't need to look golden, and just go to Him as you are. You're feeling pain, someone hurt you, go to your room, close your door. Even if you're crying, it's fine. We know that Jesus knows what it's like to cry. He wept. So let's just close our eyes and pray. And guys, just run back home if you've been far away. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just want to thank You for Your goodness and Your grace, Lord God. Thank You for being with us this morning, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that we would come back to You, God. I pray, Lord God, that this week, Lord God, we walk through this week with the mentality that You are with us and that You relate to us, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, I pray for every single person in this room, Lord God. I don't know what each person is going through, but God, I pray that You'd be there and that You'd show Yourself strong in their lives, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Keep them safe, and I ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. Next week, we'll be doing Does God Help? So I hope to see you guys next week. It's going to be amazing. Can I get a whoop whoop for next week Sunday, guys? Guys, yo, where's the energy? Come on. 1, 2, 3. Hey, thank you, guys. Have an amazing week. God bless. And if you guys, don't forget the request box. And if you need to speak to anybody, the leaders are around. God bless. Thank you.